Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 FY25 conference call of Laxmi Dental Limited, hosted by Investec Capital Services India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anshuman Gupta from Investec Capital Services. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much, and good day, everyone. I'm Anshuman Gupta from Investec. I cover pharma and healthcare here. Welcome all of you to Q4 and full year FY25 earnings conference call of Laxmi Dental Limited. From the management side, we have with us today Mr. Rajesh, Chairperson and Whole-Time Director, Mr. Sameer Merchant, Managing Director and CEO, and Mr. Dharmesh Dattani, CFO. I would like to hand over the conference call to Mr. Rajesh for his opening remarks, and we will then open the floor for Q&A questions. So over to you, Rajesh, sir.
Thank you so much, Anshuman, for the introduction. Good morning, everybody. A warm welcome to all of you, and thanks for joining our earnings call. On this call, we are joined by our MD and CEO, Sameer Merchant, CFO, Dharmesh Dattani, and Strategic Growth Advisors, our investor relations advisors. The results and the presentations are uploaded on the stock exchange and company website. I hope everybody has had a chance to look at them. To start with, I would like to highlight about a global dental event which took place in Germany in March, the International Dental Show, IDS. It is a premier dental event held once every 2 years, showcasing the latest innovations and products in the dental industry. We have always been a regular participant in IDS events, and this time around, I'm proud to share with you that Laxmi Dental Limited had three booths in this event. It was very impactful from a business development perspective. Each of our businesses showcased their product to global dentists, dental labs, dental companies, and distributors who came from all over the world. It is also a great learning platform as we explore latest technologies and innovative products which can be added to our portfolio. We are proud to be the only Indian-listed company from the main board to represent India in this event. We are a growth-focused company, continue to see financial performance improving year after year. FY25 was no exception, delivering highest-ever revenues and profits at rupees 239 crores and rupees 32 crores, respectively. In terms of our quarterly results, despite some aberrations which featured in our Q4 results, we were able to meet our guidance shared in the previous quarter. During the quarter, we generated revenue of rupees 61 crores. We did adjusted EBITDA of rupees 12.4 crores, including our share of profit in KG Dental, ESOP expenses, expenses pertaining to IDS, which happened once in 2 years. The details for these are available on slide number 6 of the investor presentations. Sameer will cover a bit more details on this. As a company with a strong balance sheet positive after the IPO, we are focused on accelerated growth in line with our long-term objectives. Digitalization is the way to go in industry, in dentistry, and we are investing in the scanner to be able to deploy it aggressively. Across our dental partners, during the year, our digital penetration increased to 64% from 49%. Further, we are also looking at select inorganic growth opportunities to enhance our capabilities and reach. Frugality is an inherent part of our DNA and shall very much resonate with our inorganic growth plans. On the ending note, from my side, we have had a good start to the year and aim maintaining this growth momentum. Now, I will request Sameer to give out some more facts about our business performance during the quarter. Thank you.
Hi, morning, everyone. Anshuman, am I audible?
Yeah, yes, sir, you are. Please go ahead.
Great, thank you. So, morning, everyone. Thank you, Anshuman. Thank you, Rajesh Bhai. Let me begin our discussion with the business mix for the year. So, the domestic business grew by around 22%, contributing 2/3 of our revenue. However, the international business grew by 26%, contributing the remaining 1/3 of our revenues. In terms of our product offerings, dental laboratory business grew by 19% and constituted 62% of the revenues. We have included the sales of scanners in this business as this is largely driven by our long-term goal of increasing our digital penetration. As Rajesh Bhai mentioned that during the year, our digital penetration increased to 64% from 49%. Aligner Solutions revenue grew by 41% and contributed 32% of the revenue. The balance revenue came from our other businesses. Our Kidzee Dental business delivered a revenue of 26 crores with the EBITDA of 15.5 crores and PAT of 12 crores during the year. I'm happy to share with you that recently we have got a regulatory clearance to go ahead for Singapore. And this is just the beginning and we are very confident to get green signals from many other countries soon. We will keep you posted on the same. The dental industry is continuously evolving space and are very well positioned for faster uptick as a result of increasing awareness and discretionary spending by the customers towards appearance-related products and services. And just like every other industry, AI is gaining prominence in our walk of business too. We are looking at adding AI capabilities to our portfolio to increase productivity, enhance the experience of our dentists as well as of our customers. We see the dentist as a major enabler for our growth, and we have been actively investing in our brand building campaigns to reach out to our end customers. Quarter 4 of FY25 was a lumpy quarter, like I had mentioned, in terms of our promotional expenses with approximately 45 lakh of expenses towards the IDS Germany Dental Show, which happens only once in 2 years. Going ahead on a full year basis, our A&P can be taken at approximately 5% of the sales. I want to emphasize that these are viewed as investments towards brand building, which yield long-term benefits with enhanced brand visibility and a recall while also supporting our long-term growth strategy. In line with this, we felt it's prudent to associate ourselves with the IPL, which we did in this quarter, a household sporting brand with powerful regional loyalty. Now, cricket is the most important religion in this country. So we took that innovative marketing to have broad reach and more importantly, high youth engagement and a great brand recall. Taking a minute to update on the CAPEX, post our participation in the IDS Dental Show in Germany, we have identified some machine equipment with cutting-edge technologies along with intraoral scanners and have placed orders for the same in this quarter. With a continuous focus towards brand and capability building, we are looking at increasing the wallet share with existing dental partners, adding new dentists and expanding our geographical reach. I would like to say thank you and now I hand over to CFO Dharmesh Dattani.
Good morning everyone. Hi Anshuman, am I audible?
Yes sir, please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you everyone. Allow me to walk you through our financial performance. Let me give a glance at our consolidated financial performance during quarter 4 of FY25. Revenue from operations rose by 10.2% to rupees 61 crore from 55 crore on year-on-year basis. Gross margin stood at 78.7% in the quarter and it increased by a percentage point compared to last year Q4. This is largely due to the product mix. Employee cost, which is a major cost in our business, stood at rupees 26 crore. It includes ESOP expenses of rupees 1.75 crore. Other expenses include additional A&P costs for IDS, which Samir explained in his opening remarks. We will book IPL-related costs in FY26. The company reported an EBITDA of around 9.5 crores for the quarter. For better comparability, one can look at the adjusted EBITDA, which includes recorded EBITDA, plus 60% of the Kirti Dental PAT, plus IDS event expenses and ESOP expenses. This stood at rupees 12.4 crore. Our finance cost was rupees 1.3 crore, which decreased on year-on-year basis. We plan to further bring down our debt. As a result, we expect considerable reduction in our finance costs from Q1 FY26. PAT for the quarter stood at rupees 4.3 crore. Now coming to FY25 performance. For FY25, the company reported revenue from operations of rupees 239 crore, up 23.5% compared to rupees 194 crore in the previous year. EBITDA stood at rupees 42 crore, a strong year-on-year growth of 75.8%. Adjusted EBITDA stood at rupees 52 crores. PAT grew by 26.7% year-on-year to rupees 32 crore, and PAT margin for the year was 13.4%. Currently, our debt-to-equity ratio stands at 0.06. With this, we conclude our opening remarks and open the floor for Q&A. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, this conference may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Nikhil Mathur from HDFC Mutual Funds. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good morning, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yep. So thank you so much for the opportunity. So my first question is on growth in the laboratory business. In 4Q, the domestic business has grown, or rather degrown by 14%, and the overall FY25 growth is only 8%. So can you just highlight what's happening in the domestic laboratory business? Is this competitive intensity or something else that is playing out here which is dragging the growth here?
Yes, hi Nikhil.
Yes, sir.
Yes, so on the lab side, like I said, you know, while the domestic, you have seen an X percentage, we would like to say that we see it as an overall scenario, and especially, you know, last two quarters or maybe one quarter, if you see two quarters starting today with this tariff situation in the US, we have really managed to, you know, be there, make sure that this tariff has not affected the international operations on our side. And the overall lab business, when you combine the domestic and international, they both have shown good growth as compared to just the domestic part.
No, I was talking more for the domestic piece. I mean, why is the domestic piece lagging on growth?
Like I said, you know, on our side, I would say that moving forward, we have put all the strategies in place in terms of whether you talk about digitization, whether you talk about just branding that we did with the IPL that we just finished or we'll just finish in the next couple of weeks. We are confident that that will start seeing momentum as we move forward, because the last year's goal was how soon and fast can we digitize. And that is what we have done in a limited way, in a frugal way with what money we had. Since now, post the IPO, we have all the resources available on our side. We have just started deploying that digitization process and the geographical reach both within this quarter. And I'm sure we will see results in this coming year.
Understood. And in terms of the tangible benefits of the conference in Cologne that you're talking about,
yes.
Will it be more visible in the laboratory business or in the Aligner Solutions business? And how, I mean, do you have some concrete visibility that growth will accelerate post this event?
Absolutely. See, whenever we have done this event, even in the past, we have seen very good results. And in fact, this time, like Rajesh Bhai mentioned, we had three booths. We had one booth for the laboratory, one booth for aligners, and one booth for Kirti Dental. So we actually have seen great leads which have come in from multiple countries across the world who have reached out to us, and we have started process in all three different businesses. And we expect that within this year, we will see good results in all three categories, and this momentum will keep carrying forward for the next 2 years because some registration take 3 months once we have products and services that we want to sell. Some may take slightly higher. But we are definitely very excited about the IDS. This is the first time we had a full-blown IDS post-COVID because post-COVID, it didn't happen. After that, it happened in 2021, 2022, which was a very curtailed version of it. So this was the first full-fledged conference we had, and we are very excited internally about how the leads will pan out and how the results will happen in this financial year.
Got it. Understood. My second set of questions on the margin front. So what I've seen is that the mix in FY25 has shifted towards aligner solutions by almost 4 percentage points, and your gross margin has improved by almost 100 bits. So let's assume that over the next 3-4 years, if your aligners business continues to grow faster than the laboratory business, can your gross margins continue to move up? Is that the right way of looking at it?
See, I think we believe that there is a constant drive, not just on the aligner side, but even on the laboratory side. So if you see at an overall level, the laboratory margins have also improved. And that is the goal moving forward. I spoke about the digitization. I spoke about introducing AI to our product portfolio. I think both of them blended will improve the margins probably in all directions, not just in one direction. Some may be faster, some may be slightly higher, but the improvement, what we see as management, this should happen across the board.
Any quantification here? I mean, let's say your reported EBITDA margin is 18%. Obviously, there are adjustments if you add back Kinsey or remove ESOP expenses and all.
Correct. Then it's about 20%.
Yeah, but if I'm taking 18% reported margin, any quantification guidance for FY26-27 that you would want to highlight?
Like Rajesh bhai said, you know, we did the highest ever last year, Nikhil. So based on that, we are very confident that the only path is moving forward. We have just started, like I said, till March. If you see, we haven't deployed a lot of cash. We just made the repayment to debt, and all the equipment or machinery that we wanted to buy, we had to wait for IDS because an event which happened once in 2 years, we wanted to make sure that we see all the best technologies and take the right decision for Lakshmi Dental. And we have done that in this quarter, so we have just started deploying. I think as we pan out the next couple of quarters, we will start seeing those results. And for us, you know, we are very confident of moving only forward from what we have achieved.
So we can continue to expect expansion by, let's say, some percentage points over the next 2-3 years, right?
Oh, absolutely. There is no doubt in our mind that we are, really well positioned for growth. We have the capital and we also have the capabilities to make sure that we carry this momentum of growth forward.
Understood. Thank you so much and all the best.
Sure. And like Rajesh bhai said, you know, we always keep saying that 140 crore ki abadi hai, 32 daat hai. So I think dentistry is here to stay and we will make sure we contribute well to it.
Absolutely, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Nikhil.
A reminder to all participants, please press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Mahesh Atal from Atal Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. My question would be more on, I am very fairly new to the company, but I am failing to understand a company of our future is so we being 20 years in the industry, why are we not able to achieve the margins what our other competitors are able to get? Maybe we are at very benign margins right now, and where do you think next year or maybe a couple of years down the line you would be able to take the margins towards? I'm talking about more of EBITDA margins. So if you could guide us on I have no doubt on the revenue side, because that's a very large market you're having and which is yet to be covered. I'm more worried on what margins you'd be taking your business on. So that if you could throw some light on.
Hi, I missed you somewhere in between because the volume went up and down. But if I get the gist of the question, is the revenue side, you see, no doubt, but you spoke about the margin side. Am I correct?
Yes.
Great. So, if you see on our side, being having last year when we were on the full-fledged roadshow for an IPO, we were managing with very frugal cash that we had. If you see, if you take out the ESOPs that we said, we are at about 21% EBITDA. And the only way from here, which we have clearly said that we have just started deploying cash, we have just started putting efforts of 48% digitization to 60+% digitization, and moving forward, our goal is to go towards 90, 95, hopefully 100% digitization. Like in the aligner category, we are at almost 99% digitization. We just want to make sure the other categories also follow. And with those capital spend that we are going to do and how we are shaping up in the future in terms of all our different product timelines, with some registration clearance for a couple of businesses that I spoke that we just got Singapore, we are going to get other countries as well. We have no doubt in our mind that the margin will improve as we keep moving forward. And that's the only path that we see because this is after, if you see post-COVID, after 5 years, this is the first full year where we have capital at our deployment as well as all the capability that we have taken all the hard work of last 5 years to build and now build momentum on that.
With the total value of aligners in the revenue that we have done for last year?
The aligner revenue is 77 crores total of the aligner solution.
Out of 239 crores, it's 77 crores is aligned, right?
Correct.
Okay. And where do you see this number? Any guidance that you would like to give?
I think I would love to, but like I said, we have just started deploying. We just came back from IDS. We finished our IPO. February, March, we were traveling constantly. We had three exhibitions that we attended. Let's give it some time. But on a simple side, what I said, we have done phenomenal last year. We achieved the highest ever revenue. We achieved the highest ever EBITDA. We achieved the highest ever PAT. And the only way forward is how we are able to increase this to the next step. That's the only path that we are seeing.
All right. That's fair enough. Now, sir, I would like to come talk about the competitive picture of this aligner segment. So there's one competitor of ours who did a lot of marketing before we came into marketing stuff, which was Tulsi. So now you must have done some. What is the market that they enjoy, and what is the market that we are having currently coming to domestic market? And where do you want to, how are you taking on the competition into this particular thing? Because everyone would like to take a larger share. So how are you trying to surpass your competition in this area?
I think there are multiple plans that we have done. Happy to share. But I think the primary thought that you should or everyone should understand that the name that you spoke of, they are a direct-to-consumer brand. So it's very different than what we are doing. We are a brand which is led by dentists. And the difference there of what we have created, in fact, if you see, I'm sure if you have heard the name, you should see the other details. We are on our side, extremely profitable aligner company. While if you see of all the other people, they are really having issues with their profitability. And one of the core reasons for that is our name, which is there since so many years in the market. So the dentists who are trusting Illusion for their zirconia, Illusion for their crown and bridge, Illusion for their other products, they really welcomed our aligner category. And from 4 crores, we have done almost 10x to, like I said, we have increased the revenue tremendously since the past three and a half years of our launch. In fact, we just started our IPL campaign as well to create more awareness for our product category where we not only just spoke about the aligners, we spoke about the zirconia as well. As we believe being a more end-to-end integrated dental company, a more holistic dental company than just a one brand company. That's the whole path. And like I said, we work with the experts directly, which are the dentists and the orthodontists, and not directly with the patient. So there is a lot of difference to what they are doing and we are doing. Our goal is simple. Trust is tremendous. When a dentist sends a patient case to Illusion, the trust factor is what we have built across 2 to 3 decades. That is what we know, that if we send the case to this organization, it is here to stay. And that is what our goal is. We think like Tata brand or someone that we have built for 100 years. That is what the philosophy internally is, that we build a brand which survives 100 years, not just a brand which is a very short-term thought process. So that's how we always think.
That's a great strategy, sir. Now, what I want to know here is that, let's say, I as someone who's having some issues with my teeth, I just go to an orthodontist and there are two options available to me on table. Okay. Now, why would I choose, your brand over the other brand? That is what my question was. Like, is it pricing friendly? Is it like any added thing that you are giving, the service side, or maybe like something that apart from the doctor's recommendation?
So when you visit a dentist, currently what we have mentioned, our coverage of about say 22,000 dentists, and while we are growing that coverage, India has 3 lakh dentists. So if you land up at dentists who are using our products among the 22,000, they will give an option, and we have created a great brand. It's also a great value proposition of the brand as compared to the others. And at the same time, one of our key features against an international brand is pay as you go as well. Where as a patient, if you want to pay in 12 months, there is no Bajaj Finance that you need. There is no financing from the dentist. We can deliver the aligner every week or every 2 weeks as and when is required for you to also create a market which probably didn't exist before. Before, you know, if you see, it was only full aligner treatment in one go or with Bajaj Finance. We came up and today almost close to 50% of our revenue is pay as you go. So we have USPs along with the brand, which is creating great customer awareness with the trust factor of being a company which is there since more than 2 to 3 decades. And the third part is the flexibility of either the value proposition or how you make the payment to the dentist in terms of a pay-as-you-go. So these are a lot of benefits where, see, in the end, please understand, when you want to do any treatment, for you, the dentist is the final decision maker. For you, dentist is the person who is accountable. For the dentist, they always want to choose people where they can forward the same trust and accountability which the patient is putting there. So that is where we really stand apart from a lot of people who are very new. And it's the same philosophy, correct? If you tomorrow you are not feeling well and something is wrong, you would want to go to a doctor. You know, you can of course go to a medical store, buy some medicine which the store suggests. But the right and the ethical way to is to go to a doctor. That is what we believe, that our doctor-led model is the strongest model, and it's not just proven in India. You know, across the world, if you research, this is the model which is built very, very successfully across the world.
Great, sir. With our current capacity, what would be the revenue that we could achieve in the aligner segment?
See, again, on the aligner segment part, you know, see, on the guidance part, like I said, you know, it's been close, less than 2 months that we have just started ordering things.
If you want to do a complete, let's say I use the complete capacity of yours, how much I would be able to achieve?
Mathematical analysis, 67% capacity utilization in the aligner category. That is how what we are currently.
All right, sir. Thank you so much and all the very best.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, please press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Rajat from Tata Mutual Funds. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my question. Am I audible?
Yes. Hi, Rajat. You are.
Yeah, hi, Samir. Sir, just one thing. In terms of number of customers served, would you have any metric around it? Can you just elaborate how many customers you would have served in this year versus, let's say, last year and last to last year? How has the growth been over there?
So are you talking about the number of patients or the number of dentists?
No, number of patients. Who would have used your aligners or your laboratory equipment, whatever So I just wanted to understand that how many patients. So taking cues from the previous participants' question. So if you could just tell us how has the growth been in terms of number of patients you have served. I think that would be helpful.
Yeah, number of patients means we have number of cases. You know, happy to share with you offline, but we can give you the number of cases that we are doing. That is a very easy math that we have, because if the growth is happening, it is happening with the number of cases that we are delivering more.
Yeah, but there would be some element of price hikes also, right?
Yeah, would be very small, but if you are growing, you know, 24% as compared to last year, the price hike will not be proportionate to 24%. It's only going to be smaller. And we can give the growth in number of cases, so that's not a problem.
Sure. And on the international business, if I remember correctly, so we had tied up with some large dental chain based out of US. So just wanted to understand, when will revenues from that tie-up start contributing to our top line in a material way?
Already, if you see our US, in spite of probably the concerns that some investors had when Trump declared the tariffs, we, I would say, have done very well. So you would see in not just in the last quarter where we have done good export business, even in the future we see strong growth happening there, as you know, from as compared to China versus what India tariffs are, there's a lot of difference, and we are seeing a lot of traction on all aspects internationally, especially in the US. So we see this as a positive. You know, if you ask us, of course, initially we were concerned, everyone was concerned, but we instantly went there, we met a lot of people, we had a lot of meetings. So we are now actually very positive about it, rather than negative about the tariffs.
Okay. And on this ESOP, can you just tell us who are these ESOPs given to, which employees, what level in terms of hierarchy, where are these ESOPs granted, and till what time will they start, keep hitting the P&L? If you could just elaborate on that.
Sure. So ESOP has been, you know, given to close to almost 200 plus people. And we have all kind of hierarchy, you know, from people who have contributed great on a long term, or people who have contributed, you know, extremely good on the midterm, and also certain short term where we see a lot of potential in people. So there is a mix of all of them where ESOPs have been given to keep, make sure that we still fundamentally maintain the core group who have been instrumental in creating the foundation for Lakshmi Dental to go limited. Now on the vesting side, this is a standard 4-year vesting that we have given to them.
Sure. So this quarterly run rate of 1.5 crores, so annual basis 6 crores. So how should we think about it going forward?
I think going forward, this is a 4-year spread, 25% each year. That's how the spread is. There was something which happened in financial year, which was already there. And I think in the next 4 years, we are looking at about 14 crores odd of ESOPs. That is in the next 4 years. So put together, all put together, spread across 4 years, all put together. The 4-year total amount is 14 crores.
Got it. Thanks. Thanks, Amit.
Sure. Thank you. Thanks, sir.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Shalini Gupta from East India Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. So I was just wondering, if I want to understand your company a little better, who do I get in touch with? Because previously, all my efforts at trying to get in touch with you were not successful.
I think you should have got in touch with easily. You know, I just on a lighter side, ab dentist ko phone karke aapke to mujhe to dentist udhar hi bula leta milne ke liye ki patient aa rahe hain. No, but please reach out to SGA. You know, Dharmik from SGA is here, Jigar from SGA. But also, please reach out to them and they will be very happy to explain. In fact, we have routinely we keep doing site visits. So, agar aapko aur nitty-gritties or details janna hai ki agar aap dentist ke paas gaye, how is your teeth made, how are things made, they are happy to show you our technology and how we are doing things.
Okay. No, actually, I will get in touch with Dharmik, but I would be keen to get in touch with the management also.
Absolutely, we can. Absolutely. And that's how, you know, so Dharmik and team are maintaining our calendars for the visit or the meetings with important investors and all the people who want to know more about Lakshmi Dental. So we are very happy, very open and very excited to always keep talking about dentistry to, you know, all the people who approach us, because we truly believe that awareness of dentistry is growing and we want to be that people and pioneers in creating that awareness in India.
Okay, good to know, sir. Thanks.
Absolutely. Welcome.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Moksh Ranka from Aurum Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. I just wanted to ask, what is generally our cost difference between a D2C player or maybe another competing player for our aligner solution?
So you said if you are making aligners, if direct to consumer versus a B2B2C. Is that correct?
Yes.
If you go to a dentist versus
yeah.
you go direct. See, again,
yeah, and for the customer also.
Yeah, for the end customer, which is the patient, you know, there could be a difference which could range from maybe 10-15% to maybe 30. You know, it's very hard to say because, you know, what kind of treatment do you need? If you need a simple treatment, if you need a moderate treatment, if you need a complex treatment, there are a lot of, you know, permutations and combinations that will decide the treatment path. So it's not that, you know, one size fits all. So it's not the off-the-shelf product, correct? So when you do aligner treatment, it is not off-the-shelf. It is customized to you for your needs and the amount of whether you know, crookedness that you have in your teeth, whether there are gaps in your teeth, whether functionally you want to expand the jaw. So there are a lot of permutations and combinations that drive this cost. So if I say, like, I give an average, maybe 10 to 30% is what you could think of at an average. It could be 10, it could be 20, it could be 30. But that's what I can tell you just on a general basis.
Okay, okay. That was my only question.
Thank you so much.
A reminder to all participants, please press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Kamlesh Bagmar from Lotus Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi Samir bhai, and congrats for a strong set of numbers.
Thank you so much.
One question on the part of your, like say, just seeing a laboratory division. So in domestic, our revenue has declined by roughly around 13-14%, and even quarter of it has fallen. So when we are saying that the TAM is such a big, so why we are seeing such a sharp decline year over year as well as quarter over quarter? I understand that in international business there were some headwinds or uncertainty on the tariffs or your events which were there in the international market. But why in domestic we are seeing such a sharp fall?
So if you see on an overall year-on-year basis, you know, we went from 80 to almost 88 crores. So there we had about 9-10%. Now specifically on the quarter part is, as compared to last quarter, the scanner sales are also part of our lab division as well. And that is where we saw, especially with the IDS which was there in March, sometimes if you have a large conference coming once in 2 years, the dentist or the customer probably wants to wait a little bit more and take a decision once the new launches are available, which was not the case last year. But again, we don't see it as a challenge. Like I said, we have done everything on our side with the technology available to deploy the scanners, to add geographies, to add number of dentists, to create more new products. And in the next coming few quarters, you will start seeing that this is getting even stronger push than what it has done before, as compared to last year.
And secondly, what is the share of Jaconia in your laboratory revenues, both in domestic and international?
So Zirconia contributes, I would say, significant majority depends on the domestic parts, it's more than 50% in terms of revenue. On the export part, there is a significant majority of zirconia, because there are other products as well that we do in the international market. So zirconia is a strong contributor for us, and that's why we have a branded version of Illusion Zirconia with Madhuri Dixit that we have just an advertisement in the IPL, and we also keep promoting the brand in a very strong way.
Okay. And lastly, like in the last con call, you had given the guidance of 20 to 25% revenue CAGR for next 2-3 years. So this time around, we are little bit hazy on giving the guidance. So where we see the revenue growth for next 2 to 3 years, and secondly on the margins?
I think on our side, we are extremely strong. Like Rajesh said, last year we did the highest ever at 24%, and what we are clearly saying that the path is only forward. We are only going to build on what we have done last year. So according to, in our mind, it's not easy. We are actually very clear that if we have done highest ever last year, we like breaking records. Hopefully we'll see extremely good results in the coming year as well.
So the 20 to 25% of revenue guidance, CAGR guidance remains intact.
Absolutely, and in fact, like I said, you know, we are more bullish on achieving stronger as compared to last year, which is 24%.
And on margins, like the similar level of margins, or do we see further improvement in the margins, because we are going more on the digitization or automation? So what scope for margin expansion there?
I think there is definitely scope for expansion.
Okay, great, great. Thanks, Vasundhara.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Swaraj Mehta from Perpetual Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to understand how many labs do we have currently? And what are the delivery timelines of, you know, we get an impression and to deliver it back to the customer? And what is the maximum utilization that a lab can achieve? And if any more investment in labs is needed in the future? And how are scanners used in this process? Thank you.
So I think that's a great question on the timeline. The current PAT at an average, you know, would be, if it's the same city, maybe from one day, it can go up to 5 days. Like I said, it just depends if it's a single crown, if it's a three-unit bridge, if it's a full mouth restoration. So there are complexity to it. But we have our internal tax based on the number of units that the dentist prescribes. Two, on the impression part, you know, there's a lot of area that we have discussed about being digitization on the impression material. So if it's a physical impression coming in from different part of the country, then it could take from 1 to 2 days. But if it's a digital impression, it takes hardly like 5 minutes to be here. So on a digital side, we can deliver the jobs faster. On the analog side, the time taken is for the impression to reach the location. And in terms of labs, so we have a lab in Mumbai, you know, we have a setup in Kerala, we have mini setups, which we call as satellites, you know, hub and spoke model in Chennai, Ahmedabad, Delhi, Bangalore, multiple cities. So, you know, we operate in a hub and a spoke kind of a model. So the large hub is in Mumbai, there's a mini hub in South, and then there are other spokes in different cities. At the same time, I think the crucial part that we are building and we have built in last few years is our digital sales people. So we don't have a sales people who are like regular sales people. These are digital sales people who have a laptop and an intraoral scanner on their backpack. And this is what we revolutionized, you know, I think much, probably 4, 5, 6 years back in India, where we started with this concept saying that a person can be trained along with the dentist to take a scan in the patient's mouth. And that is what we have done very successfully. In fact, a reasonable amount of our revenue is coming from people who are scanning today. So that is a model which we are really leveraging to make sure that we take India digital. Because when we go digital, there is not only just patient who is of the benefit in terms of shorter turnaround time, you know, not putting that messy material in your mouth that you are currently accustomed to. The dentist has very ease of scanning. The dentist can see the teeth real time in an extremely large screen to make a decision that if everything is correct and they not have to call you back like they normally do in their physical impression. And the third is when it comes to us, we get instant impression, so there is no logistic cost. And at the same time, our internal processes are also reduced, thereby improving the operational efficiency. And all in all, this gives great comfort to the patient, great quality, and also reduced time, which is all what, you know, as a patient you would want. If you want to go to a dentist, aapko chahiye ki daant do din mein ho jaye, ek din mein ho jaye, why you want to spend more time without teeth?
And the maximum utilization that a dental lab can achieve, like in terms of, how is it defined? Is it in terms of area or dentist, how many, or the number of pieces?
I think it's getting more dynamic. You know, the definitions can change in multiple ways. If you are an analog lab, the definition is different. If you are a digital lab, the definition is different. What kind of products that we do, the definition is different. So there's a lot of mix which decide, you know, utilization. So it's not a simple answer. Like I said, you know, happy for people to visit, do a site visit, understand more, and then I can explain. Because right now it's going to be very complex if I explain that, okay, if I do this kind of restoration, then the utilization works on this method.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Rajat from Tata Mutual Funds. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my question again. Sameer, lastly, we have some 100 crores of cash sitting on the books. Could you just tell me how do you plan to utilize this going forward? Because as I understand, you will be generating another 100, 120 crores of cash over the next 2 years. So all put together, you'll be having around 200, 220 crores of cash. So what would be the best use of that?
See, for now, we have, Rajat, from our IPO proceeds, we have planned for CAPEX, which is close to 68 crores, and we have only done very small amount in the last financial year, while we are deploying more in the current year. And as we keep moving forward, we'll keep evaluating whether, you know, we actually enhance the CAPEX based on the visibility of growth, which is coming in faster. So if there is faster growth, which again has a lot of things based on our regulatory clearance, based on how the, you know, tailwinds are in the categories that we are present, we will enhance that CAPEX. Or we are also open at looking inorganic. So we'll keep our eyes and ears open that if there is any inorganic thing which can really have great synergy with the company and can leverage future growth for Lakshmi Dental, we will keep our eyes and ears open for that as well.
Sure. And how should we think about promotional expenses going forward?
It is standard. Like IDS is just one time. Like I said, it's once in 3 years or once in 2 years, correct? IDS happens once in 2 years and it just came in where in this year, it, you know, as soon as we got listed, an IDS happened in this year. So otherwise, you know, we would see it as a normal, which we have said, 5% of our sales. So that is what you should think of, that is 5% of our sales.
Sorry, you said 5% of sales.
Yes.
Sure. Okay, thanks.
Okay, thanks, Rajat.
Thank you. Participants, please press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Ashutosh Nimani from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. So my question is on the aligner segment. The aligner growth from FY24 to FY25 is around 42% that we have witnessed. I just wanted to understand what percentage of this growth is driven by number of aligners and what percentage is driven by price hikes which we have taken from FY24 to FY25.
I would say the majority is in the number of cases and the growth. The price hike has been extremely small. So we are focusing more on delivering more units, more operational efficiency, because the goal is with the automation and with the capital that we have and with the AI that we are evaluating, we should be able to really leverage our operation cost and in fact create still the great product that we have, and at a similar price or even the better price in the future for a doctor and the consumer, so that it becomes more accessible and we are able to leverage more volume.
Okay, understood. And the second question is just to understand a bit better. When we in our PPT, when we report aligners, we break it up into Bizdent and Vedia. Can you just tell what this subsidiary is like intended to do? Like, is Bizdent for selling the brand of aligner, or is it something like that? What does Bizdent and Vedia mean exactly in our business?
Bizdent is the brand of aligner, which is Illusion Aligner, which with Kareena Kapoor as a brand ambassador. Vedia is actually our backward integration of raw material and the machine that we sell across the world.
Understood. And sir, on a similar question on the laboratory business, can we say that it is majority volume driven, or have we taken price hike from 24 to 25 in this growth?
There is a minor price hike, you know, based on inflation and other things, we will always do a slight price hike, but majority of it will always come from the volume that we are doing. And that is the goal right now, you know, with digitization, like I said, you know, happy for you to come see the process. We can eliminate 25 to 30% processes with digitization, and that is what is our constant strive to do.
Okay, yeah. Understood. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for the closing remarks.
Great. Thank you so much, everyone. With this, we conclude the call. If you have any further queries, please contact SGA, our investor relations advisors. I really thank everyone for joining on us on this earning call today. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Investec Capital Services India Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.